This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. Only a few days before the start of opening arguments in the trial of accused Boston Marathon bomber Zahar Tsarnaev, a divided federal appeals court in Boston has denied a petition to move the trial away from Boston. Defense attorneys for Tsarnaev have insisted that because of overwhelmingly prejudicial pretrial publicity, he cannot get a fair trial in eastern Massachusetts. The opinion of the three-judge panel, with judges split 2-1, was released late last night. WBUR senior reporter David Boweri is covering the trial, and he joins us now to explain the ruling. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Sharon.
So first of all, David, what was the defense seeking?
Defense was seeking what's called a writ of mandamus. That means they wanted the appeals court to order the trial judge, that's George O'Toole, to move the trial somewhere else. As you may recall, three times already the defense has filed motions with the trial judge to change the venue, to move it outside eastern Massachusetts. And O'Toole has ruled three times that, in fact, they can find a fair and impartial jury here locally. So he's denied them.
In the ruling released last night, what did the majority of the judges say?
The majority of judges, that's two out of the panel of three, based their decision on legal grounds, not on the merits, but on the legal grounds, saying, and I'm quoting them here, we deny the petition because Tsarnaev has not met well-established standards for such relief, and we are forbidden by law from giving it. So what the two judges have said is that Tsarnaev has not shown that he's facing irreparable harm. That's one of the standards you have to meet to get such an extraordinary action as the appeals court to order the judge to do something. So he had to show irreparable harm. And the judges are saying, look, we don't have a jury yet. It's not been selected. There hasn't been a trial. There hasn't been a conviction. So there's no harm, implying there that, in fact, Tsarnaev should come back after he's been convicted, if he is, and make his complaint. They also have said that Tsarnaev has to show the judge was manifestly wrong in what he's done here. And there's a whole lot of precedent, Sharon, that indicates that judges, trial judges, are allowed great, great discretion in their decisions at trial.
So, David, the judges have not actually written their opinion on the merits of the case.
No. No, they're citing the legal grounds. He's not entitled to the relief he's seeking, but those judges, the two judges have made clear, they don't like the merits of Tsarnaev's arguments either. They say there are other highly publicized cases around the country that have had this kind of problem before, but that public knowledge, and I'm quoting, does not equate to disqualifying prejudice. In other words, people can have presumptions that he's guilty coming in, but that doesn't disqualify them from being jurors, if, in fact, they can set aside those presumptions. The judges have also made clear they just don't believe that every potential juror in eastern Massachusetts is automatically disqualified. They wrote that alone is a remarkable assumption about 5 million people in the eastern division, and one much to be doubted.
Okay, about that one dissenting judge, tell us about what he said.
This judge, Juan Turuella, he's 81 years old. He has been ferocious. He dissented from previous appeals court rulings. And as we've been waiting for the Court of Appeals to come back with this opinion, I started thinking he was writing a dissent for the ages, knowing that he was, in fact, going to be on the losing side. And indeed, after those two judges entered their opinion in 34 pages, Turuella has responded with a stinging dissent in 46 pages. He writes, "The actions taken by this court today pave the way for a trial that is fair neither in fact nor in appearance. It is absurd to suggest that Tsarnaev will receive a fair and impartial trial in the Eastern Division of Massachusetts, of the District of Massachusetts."
What does the dissenting judge say about the ability to find a jury in eastern Massachusetts?
His opinion is diametrically opposed to the other two judges. He says there is no sound basis for refusing to apply a presumption of prejudice to a high-profile, omnipresent, emotionally charged case like this, particularly like this. He says that no amount of voir dire, that's the individual questioning of jurors, can overcome this pervasive prejudice, no matter how careful it's done.
David, is this the end of it?
Probably not, because now the defense can go to the full panel of judges, not the panel of three, but to the full panel of judges, and seek to be heard by the full panel of judges. They also have the possibility, opportunity, although it might be remote indeed, to go to the Supreme Court. I think one thing that results as from this, though, Sharon, is that Torruella, in this dissent, in his continuing dissent, his ferocity of the dissent, makes this an issue that's going to be a shadow in this trial.
David, thank you.
You're welcome.
WBUR's David Boeri. This is 90.9 WBUR.